at the Rising Billions. Disrupting tradition.
Always be closing.
Gaining exponential wisdom from street smart strategies.
I dream the kind of dreams that other people said would not be possible.
Free your mind. Nothing happens till something moves.
I'm a big fan of going all in on your strengths.
Create your blue ocean. Innovation and collaboration with competition.
Do you want to sell sugar water for the rest of your life? Or do you want to come with me and change the world?
Creating uncontested market space.
I worry that people don't tap into their strengths.
Wealth creation and a new economy entrepreneur.
There is a very thin dividing line between success and failure.
Witnessing unprecedented technology.
You can fail at what you don't want. So you might as well take a chance on doing what you love.
Welcome to the Think Bold, Be Bold Show with Christopher Cumby and Alan Rich.
Hi, it's Christopher Cumby with Think Bold, Be Bold. I'm here with my awesome co-host, Alan Witch. Alan's in the house. What's going on,
I'm
friend?
I'm in the house. Having a great day. We've got a great guest. We've got a great show. I woke up this morning. That's great. Saw your face. That's great. It's great.
I know. How's it's a great day. Yeah. Definitely. I didn't have such a great day yesterday. And to be transparent, had to work through. I'm just human. I have things happen to me as well. But I went for a run and it changed everything for me. I got back. The heart was pumping. I was sweating. And I realized that life is good, you know, and we just got to get through things sometimes. And, you know, today we've got an awesome show and I'm really excited. It's something new for our show. And our guest, as you can see, and we'll introduce him soon in a second here. And we're live on Facebook for everybody. And this will be broadcasted on YouTube after we record the show. And we've got two guests coming on to work with Gary, to watch Gary in action and work through maybe a phobia they have or some sort of block that's going on in either their life or their business. And if they're an entrepreneur, which two of these individuals are, that's the same thing for us is life and business. It's sort of the same way. Anyway, we're going to get started. Alan, why don't you bring our guest on and let's get ready to rumble. I don't know if I can say that, by the way.
Get ready to rumble? Well, think, you just said it, and I just said it. We're going to be in trouble twice? I don't know. Maybe so.
Well, maybe. Sorry.
Easier to ask for forgiveness and permission anyway, right?
There we go.
Kind of how we operate. Yeah, as you said, unique show. We are hosting a show, hosting a guest. It's going to be hosting a guest. So I'm excited about that process. Not something probably completely new in the marketplace, but it is new for us, so it's going to be exciting. Return visitor Gary Cox is in the house, and as you guys, everybody can see Gary, wave to Gary. Yes, everybody's having a great day. Gary has been very very gracious to come on the show today and work directly live on the screen with a couple of guests. And I just want to say up front that we did not have a meeting behind the scenes. We've not introduced Gary to either of these guests yet. As far as we know, Gary's never met these guests. So we're trying to keep this as authentic and transparent and as real as possible. But Gary is a constant on the Dr. Phil show, The Doctors. And you're going to see his wisdom brought right now to a couple of guests on the show today. A couple of ladies have graciously said that they'll be transparent, and we'll see what happens here. Excited to see the progression, and excited to see Gary's mastery in real time. So Gary, again, welcome to Think Bold, Be Bold.
Good to be here, guys. Tell me what's going on. Looking forward to this.
Yeah, this is going to be a great show, Gary. And I think what might be great to get started as our guests are coming on, and you'll see them pop on, you know, but maybe you can help the audience understand where you are and where you sort of came from through, you know, next, let's call it 5 to 7 minutes. Just a little background on yourself and, you know, what you're doing, and certainly that journey, and it was a journey at that, for sure.
Yeah, I have not had I haven't had the prettiest journey, that's for sure. In the beginning of my life, I did very well. I was making $100,000 as a teenager. I was a very inquisitive kid. Business and entrepreneurship had always intrigued me, and got to the point as a teenager, I was doing $100,000 a year, six figures, and that was decades ago. So that's probably equivalent to, I don't know, maybe $6-7 million a year now. I don't know, whatever.
Sure.
And I got married as a young kid. Then my wife and I, we have a baby, and boy, did my life change, meaning that my wife tells me later on that the baby's not mine. Time frame of all this, my grandfather, you have no idea, right? Grandfather and stepfather died of cancer. Uncle's killed in a plane crash. Get a phone call from my mom to let me know my father had just been shot point blank in his chest and drowned in his own blood, been murdered. Wow. All by the time I was 21 years of age. So you can only imagine what the repercussions are of something like that. Look at the word basket case on Google or in a dictionary. Man, my picture is there full color. And what I had to do is I had to really learn how to get the mindset, the thought process, the behaviors, the patterns to change, because I was in a mess. I was on medication, I was drinking, I mean, you name it. So now I'm at the point, I'm blessed to, you know, made millions of dollars. I'm an avid aviation fan. I fly everything that moves, helicopters, jets, single engine, multi-engine. I'm blessed with corporations value in my work where they'll pay me up to $20,000 for an hour and 15 minutes of my time. I'm obsessed with changing lives and helping people. I believe my purpose in life is to help people remove the pain from theirs. And that's where I'm at.
And awesome. Definitely. And you're very focused on helping others now because of your journey and the things that you learned. It's exciting to see you in action. And I watch lots of YouTubes. I've been following Gary for a while now, and I just love his information because it helps me every day. And, you know, we need stuff to help us because, you know, as I'd mentioned early in the show when we just first got started, we're all human. You know, yesterday I didn't have such a great day, but today it's a great day. I get out on my YOLO board, had some fun, got some exercise, got ready for this awesome show. And as our guests are popping on, as you can see, this is going to be really exciting. And you know, what we're excited about is that we can take and repurpose this information now right across many channels. We're taking the audio portion and we're putting through iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play, Podomatic. Then we're taking the video portion, putting it through YouTube. And of course, we're video live right now on Facebook. And what we're asking is anybody coming on, if you can share this, because it's going to be a great show. We've got two wonderful ladies. I can't wait to we'll introduce them here in a second. And again, Gary has had no interaction with these people before. He's never met them before, and he's going to work with them through something that they want to share publicly and work through and be vulnerable, so that we can demonstrate what Gary's genius is, because he's done this several times. This is another day at the office for Gary. He's been on TV, as a lot of you maybe have seen in the feeds that I've been leading up to this show since last week when we had him on briefly, when we had some mess ups with technology. We were stressed out. We had all kinds of things going on in our own mind. We didn't know Gary very well. We thought he was probably going to say go to hell, but you know, he's such a great guy that he said, listen, this is what we're going to do. And we got through 18 minutes of a show. We posted it on iTunes. We explained what we're going to do today. We promoted it, and we got two wonderful ladies, as you can see on screen today, that said, hey, I'll jump on. I'll be vulnerable. I'll talk to Gary through something that I'm working on, and let's make this a fun show today because, you know, I just want to have fun today, especially because I had fun on the beach today, and I just want to carry it through. So on that note, Alan, why don't we introduce our guest that just popped on, and what wonderful technology we have, right?
This is fantastic technology. I mean, it's exciting to see, and thank you to both of our guests for popping on. We have Donna Dahl and we have Deb Crow. So ladies, welcome to Think Bold, Be Bold, and welcome to a great show with Gary Cox. He's going to work with you both individually here, not at the same time. I'm sure he could probably do it at the same time, but we are going to work with you one at a time, and he's going to bring you through the technology and bring you through his way of diving in and pulling that genius out of each of you. So Deb, welcome, and Donna, welcome to Think Bold, Be Bold with Live with Gary Cox.
Thank you. Great to be here. Donna, it's so nice to see you.
Nice to see you, Deb.
Holy, we've got two people that know each other. That's amazing. Well, there you go. All right, Gary, my friend, you are absolutely up, my friend. Let's rock and roll.
The stage is yours.
Alrighty. So let's start off with, we'll pick somebody. Donna, talk to me. Tell me what your challenge is. Tell me a little bit about you.
My name is Donna Dahl. I am an empowerment coach. I have been the recipient of a number of awards for my work from members of my community. And in 2016, yeah, I was awarded Woman of Inspiration for Lifetime Achievement.
Wow.
Beautiful. Yeah. It was a moment that brought tears to my eyes. I continue to celebrate throughout this year with the organization who gave me the award. So it's rather an ongoing thing. But as I move forward, I'm continually challenged by what is that number that designates my self-worth? And I'm sure that many people who are listening in today have similar challenges with what is that figure that I get to say is the value of the work that I do. My slogan is stuck to start in 90 minutes. So it's not necessarily a very good business plan to do stuck to start in 90 minutes, but that is what that's what I do.
And why is that not a good business plan?
It doesn't necessarily make for having a period of longevity with clients.
Okay.
So
good. So what's your actual question then?
What is it that I could be doing, could be thinking, could be transforming in terms of coming up with a figure that is comfortable for me in terms of my self-worth? How do I value my time? Yeah, how do I value my time?
Well, there's a difference between valuing your time and what you're going to charge a client. Which one do you want to start with first? How about what we charge to the client?
Yes.
What's your fee now?
I'm charging $500 for 90 minutes of my time. There are friends and family who I work with at half that price.
What do you mean they have that price? Friends and family have that price?
Half of the figure.
Okay, great. And roughly how many clients do you do in a week?
Two clients a week.
Two clients a week. Okay. So why would you not charge $1,000? Let me ask you that.
Partly because of where I live and the state of the economy here.
Okay. So what we do is we find out what your thought processes are and your beliefs, okay? So your thought process is you're saying the economy, and you're saying where you live, okay? Now, what I did, I spent a couple weeks in a little private island, and there's nobody there. There's barely 400 people there. They don't even have a red light. And I would make thousands and thousands of dollars sitting on a beautiful island watching the beach and sitting here on video chat. So I need you to forget there's nothing wrong there. The economy thing should not even exist in your head, because the moment the economy things exist in your head, never forget this, your brain will validate all of your beliefs, whether they are right or wrong. So if we have this belief that says the economy, the moment somebody says to you, oh, I can't afford that, Donna, boom, Donna goes, oh, that's because of the economy. And then you think, well, the last thing I would do is increase my price because Your brain just validated to you that because somebody said, you know, I'm having a tough time, the economy is bad for me, you go, oh yeah, that's right, it is the economy. The last thing I would ever do is raise my fee. So never forget, your brain will always validate it, right or wrong. And now because you have this belief, what's going to happen is your brain goes down that path and it says, wow, I would never even think about increasing my price because of the economy. That's the last thing I would do. Does that make sense? You buy
yes,
that?
It does.
Okay.
Yes.
So that is like, you need to never say that again. I don't care if it was World War III. There's always somebody making $1 million a day somewhere doing something. The money is always there. And that mentality is a scarcity mentality. You've got to eliminate that. And when you don't have that mentality, you will dig deeper and dig farther. If you have that mentality, there's no reason to dig deeper because the economy sucks. You follow me?
Yes.
But if you don't have that mentality and somebody says no to you or somebody throws all the excuses, the economy, blah, you ignore that and you just dig deeper. If you don't buy this new belief, you won't ignore it and you will not stop digging. You'll not start digging. You'll just stop right there in your tracks. That's a huge, huge challenge. And I see so many people say, well, you know, I've made so many phone calls. I've tried everything. You have not tried everything. Everything is everything. That's a lot of stuff. You haven't tried everything. So that would be the number one thing I would encourage you to do, Donna. Then the other thing is another limited belief is where you are. Do you do things face to face? Is that part of your model, most of your model, Donna?
It's part of my model, yes. Some of it is through Skype.
Okay, I don't take any clients face to face anymore unless they're really, really super crazy high end, all right? Because I don't want to have to dress up. To come here, I didn't have to plan to leave an hour and a half to make sure I'm here early. I mean, I went right from an interview. You don't even know if I got pants on, man.
You got your bowling shirt on, though. I like that. Right.
So, you know, the thing is you've got to get that out of your mentality, too. Because when you get that out of your belief system, what you're saying now is, well, let me find how I can go bigger and better. And maybe I can get on a TV show, or I can get on the shows with this guy or these guys, or your brain goes down a whole different path. So ultimately, for every belief we act on, we get a result. So think about all the results that you get in your life. Are you happy with them? Great. If you're happy with certain results, that means you got a belief system and a value system that's directed you there. If you're not, take the time to study what's the thought process, what's the belief system that may be preventing you. And I'm always looking for my stories and beliefs. I'm always looking for, you know, anytime I think about something, is there a limited spot there? Is there a hole in this bucket somewhere? And I have to analyze it. And the best way to analyze it is try your very best to become not the picture in the frame, but get out of the picture in the frame. And then you can look at things from a different way. Does that help you today?
That's wonderful.
Chris. I was just going to ask, and Donna, please excuse me just for a second. Gary, is there a technique that you can share with everybody on how to you know, be aware of what you're thinking of? Because a lot of times you're just caught up in moments, you know, we're emotional beings and, you know, we forget sometimes that, oh, wait a second, I'm thinking negatively because we're kind of wrapped up in everything. And is there something that you've learned or that you teach people?
Yeah, well, you really actually said it, Chris, is awareness. Yeah, the thing is we are so programmed to be a slave to our feelings and not a leader of them. And we have to learn to change that. Women are a little bit of a disadvantage in this, and let me tell you why. Women feel first and think second. Men think first and feel second. So we don't put enough emotion into it sometimes, and women put too much emotion into it sometimes. So we got to learn to balance that. So just understand that your goal is to not be a slave to your feelings. And when you put in your head, I don't want to be a slave to my feelings, hopefully that'll help you take your awareness a little bit more, take it to another level. Then you can realize that you can stop that. Let me give you an example. I'll do it on a piece of paper right here. And you may have seen this acronym before. I want you to think of the word tear, like as if you're crying, T-E-A-R. I use this quite often. So when you have the word tear, T represents thoughts, which creates an emotion, which creates an action, which creates a result. The pivotal point that we have to learn to master is right here between thoughts and emotions. And it's a pivotal because if you don't become aware of this pivotal point, no matter what the thought is, positive or negative, it's going to instantly trickle its way down. And if we're not aware of that, that's when we lose. Now, the problem is most of us, if we're not careful, we always focus on the negative thoughts and try to change those. So what I do is I take my positive emotions and my positive thoughts and I consciously change them. So I'm in constant awareness. Example, if I feel super excited and super high about something, you won't recognize it, but I'll take my excitement and I'll drop it down with a little less of a smile. And then I'll bring it back up. You won't know what I'm doing, but I'm consciously telling myself I have control of this thought, positive or negative. I don't want to treat taking care of a negative thought like a policeman, only running to him when you need him. Okay, my job is to figure this out all the time. So as crazy as it sounds, I literally will go up to a policeman for no reason and say, hey, thank you for your service. That's just my conscious way of saying I don't need to run to people only when I need them. I don't need to figure this stuff out when I need them. I have so many people come to me with massive, massive challenges. And the problem that I have with that is they don't make this a way of life. So now they want this massive, you know, intervention, which I'll do, but boy, it would be so much easier if they kind of made this a way of life and I would have a real great stepping board or a bouncing board or springboard to get them to the next level quicker. So just remember the pivotal point is between thoughts and emotions. We all create a negative thought somewhere, somehow. You don't even know what's going to happen tomorrow. You might be subject to a negative thought. So what you've got to do is learn to stop this. And then if you can take your negative thought and create a new emotion, and then that will in turn create a new action, which that turn will create a new result. This is a lot easier said than done, but this is a mastery that I encourage people to have.
That's awesome. Thanks for sharing that. Alan, do you have any questions for that process?
No, I'm just still writing.
Yeah, it's certainly a skill to write.
I have just begun.
Alan, do you have tears?
Do I have what?
Do you have tears?
What?
We all have those tears.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. And it makes a ton of sense. It makes a ton of sense as you built that framework for everybody on the show right now and listening in and obviously listening later when we post it. So I appreciate you helping, because it's certainly, to Alan's point, I was writing as well, and I feel I've worked on this area in my life because of some of the challenges, that I've had through growing. But we can always learn more, and I certainly learned again. I like how you framed work. You put some framework there for me to understand women, Gary. Now I understand women.
Understand us, right?
And now they understand us, of course, as well. It's that yin and yang for sure.
So. Chris now understands women. Okay, I wrote that down too. Okay, we're good now.
Yeah, you worked. You certainly worked through something for me as well. Donna, was that helpful?
Yes, it was very helpful. Thank you.
Now, you had a question. There was two things there, and Gary, maybe you can touch on, and then we'll move on to Deb to keep the show moving along as the second piece, and then we'll wrap up the show with some other things that we can ask Gary, including our guests as well, for anything else that might pop up. But you mentioned, Donna, that there was that self or the worth for what you do with clients as a fee. And then I guess there's maybe an overall, worth to what maybe you're working towards, $1 million, $10 million, $100 million. Like, everybody sort of has this dream. Maybe we can, sort of address that part of it. And then if that's okay.
And if it's not a number, is it a result of some kind?
Right.
I think it's a result in on two fronts. One in terms of the kinds of projects that I go after to participate in as a change agent, and just in terms of I think self-esteem, self-worth. What's that extra thing that gives me the courage to go after that?
Great question.
Good question. A lot of that could be, you know, how big do you dream? Now, when I tell people, you know, how big do you dream? The problem I have with that is people say, yo, I want a $1 million jet and a nice house on the beach. That's all pretty and great. But the key is, do you believe in your ability to attain that dream? So what I do is I have it right here. I write down my goals every morning. So I've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 20, 21, 22, 23, 24, 25, 26. 26 goals I wrote down this morning. Tomorrow morning, I will start. I'll throw this away and start all over. I'll write the same goals again every single day. My only day I typically do not do it is Sunday, but I look at it Sunday so I can keep my momentum, because if I'm not traveling on a Sunday, I will slow down a little bit on a Sunday. So the reason I do this is I've got multi-million dollar goals on here. I've got very simple little tiny goals on here as well. And I want this as my focus. And then wisdom, I believe, of doing this, because one day when you write this all down, you're going to see, man, yep, I can see that. I can feel it. I can see it. Yep, let me write this. Oh, yeah, I can feel it. And you feel all great and excited. Now, the next day you write it down, like maybe one of Chris's days or the bad days that we all have, you start writing this down and you go, heck friggin' no. How the heck am I going to make that happen? I don't even waste my time. That's when you write it down, because that's your measuring rod to let you know you let something get in your head to change your value and belief system. You saw, heard, felt, touched, smelled something that changed your belief system. This is my measuring rod to let me know where I'm at. If I write this down with excitement, I go, yeah, I can see it happen. Something happened to me that made me think this way. If I write it down tomorrow and I go, this is a bunch of bull crap. Why am I saying that? What happened to me that I bought into that's making me feel that way? That's my problem. Now I can change that. And this is one of the most powerful things that you can do to really see how on track you are with regards to your success. And this is something I've been doing for a long time. And it also creates consistency, because to do this every single day for years, that's not easy. Why do people not succeed? One of the reasons, they're just not friggin' consistent, right?
Right.
So this also teaches being consistent. There's so much value to doing this.
Can I ask you a question, Gary, based on thinking versus writing goals? Because I, like you, write my goals every morning. I've been an avid journaler, if you want, and I use my journal for many different things, and writing goals is one of them. What is the magic that happens, you know, between just thinking your goal every day and, you know, getting in a habit of doing that versus thinking and writing your goal? You know, what is there some sort of magic that happens, you know, for lack of a better word?
Well, number one, if you have as many goals as I can, there's no possible way you can remember what they are every morning. Not going to happen.
Right.
So what will happen with me, and number one, you can't see, but I will not use cursive. I will always print. I will never do it with noise around me. I will never do it typically when I'm communicating with somebody. I'm there to do this for a reason, and that's the focus. So by writing this down, I will look at this tomorrow. I'll forget half the stuff that's on here. So I'll write this down and go, oh crap, that's right. I got to do this. Make sure I do it today. What do I need to do to put it in front of my face to make sure this gets done? And that's the reason why. There is no way I could remember this every single morning. I need my brain to be working on execution, not remembering what to execute. So I don't need to waste my brain. I look at my brain, I look at my mental capacity as mental real estate. So when I look at my mental real estate, I do not put anything in there that costs me a ridiculous amount of time. So I am not going to sit there and remember this, because my mental real estate needs to be for execution. It needs to be whatever I feel my strengths are. So I don't let things rent space in my head. I can have nearly my friggin' world collapse on me. If I worry, I'm spending part of my mental real estate worrying. My mental real estate is too valuable to be worrying. It's too valuable to be worrying about what other people are going to think about me. So when you have a high value on your mental capacity and what you allow in it, and you know how to get rid of the stuff that's renting space in your head, your mental capacity and your mental real estate is incredibly, incredibly valuable at that time. And when you get to that level, you're going to just get so many more results because all you're focusing on is executing. Why do we not execute? We don't execute because we're letting crap rent space in our head, whether it's our own insecurities, whether it's a belief that we bought into, whether somebody, you know, is a hater online and they said this or that about it, whatever. So that's okay. That's where I come in with my mindset. It's so valuable to me. You know, we tell people, you know, don't let things rent space in your head, as you know, is the title of one of my books. Don't let other people's thoughts affect you. And we need to do that. But are we really doing it? And one of my reasons for allowing that not to happen is because I have so much value on what I need to have in my head. It's too valuable. It's like, to me, I look at my thought process as an incredibly expensive diamond, you know, maybe millions and millions of 50 or 100 carat diamond. You protect it. You know, you have alarms, mm-hmm. you have guards, you put it in a case, you don't let people touch it. I mean, they let you touch it with a glove. A glove? Well, yeah, they don't want you to even put your oil on it. They don't even want you touching it because if a million people touched it, it would eventually start affecting the diamond. I mean, you need to be that protective. Now, when I say that protective, it doesn't mean I don't watch the news. I'm okay with CNN, constant negative news, as people call it. I watch the news because, as Shakespeare said, nothing is good or bad except thinking. It's the thinking that makes it so. So I can watch negative stuff. It's not negative to me. If you're doing daily trades on the stock exchange, you want to watch the news because you're trying to get a heads up on what's going on. You know, so it's sure. It's how you look at everything.
Okay, great point. Great. That's an excellent point. Right. But I mean, I just want to recap. Be careful what you think about because you become what you think about. And I think there's a lot of message and wisdom in that. And Donna and Deb and maybe for Chris and I, too, just to follow up on that. Why don't people consistently do that? Why don't they consistently write down their goals every day? Why don't they consistently keep that real estate honest and pure?
You're asking me?
Yeah.
Not important enough to people. That's it. Let me give an example. I'm an avid aviation fan. I'm just obsessed with aviation. Love it. I fly helicopters and jets and all that crazy nonsense. You never, I repeat, you never get in an airplane before you check it out. You got to check the fuel because overnight, the temperature change in the metal and the outside can cause condensation, which can cause water in your fuel tank. Maybe on your last flight when you landed, maybe you landed a little harder and something dropped. Or maybe because the airplane vibrated so much for hours and hours of flying, a screw came undone. So you check all that. You would be not ignorant is when you don't know something. You would be stupid to do something like this. I look at it with that much seriousness. I would be stupid to start my day without this. I am so focused on trying to be the best pilot. I'm going to make sure I start the right way and make sure my flight starts right. I don't want to get in the cockpit, add the power, and go, oh, crap. Did I forget to lock that door? I don't need to be there. So I need to check it out first. And this is all this is for me. My goals every morning, this is how I pre-flight my day. And this is how I get my day started.
I like
that. If I don't feel like flying the airplane, do I still pre-flight the airplane? Of course I do. I don't care how pissed off I am. I don't feel like flying, but I got to go somewhere. I still pre-flight the airplane because it's that important to me. I want to live. My awesome. Success.
Checking in and pre.
Yep.
Checking in and pre-flight. I like that. Great analogy. Let's move on to Deb. Love it. Let's move on to Deb.
Donna, how are you today?
Yeah, thank you, Donna. You're good.
I am great.
Awesome.
Got something to think about today, Donna?
Oh, yes. Thank you very, very much.
It's a pleasure meeting you, Darren. Thank you so much for sharing. I do appreciate that.
You're very welcome.
Okay, Deb, we're going to bring Deb on the hot seat.
Deb, you're okay. Up.
Okay, so for me, it's more of a challenge, Gary. And I guess I should precede that by saying nice to meet you. It's about being an authentic coach because, like you, I don't want to travel anymore. So I'm migrating my coaching online. There are exceptions where I will see people in person, but again, I'm like you. I'd rather put on a pair of jeans that we're still not sure you're wearing and a t-shirt. But for me, it's about being that authentic coach and having rich material as my coaching clients change and go into different phases. And I'm at the point now where I have people in different phases, and the challenge is, how far do I want to take them? Or do I need to peel back and just have one model? Because I've had some people that have been with me for a long time. And I don't believe you can be authentic and be all things to all people and call yourself an expert.
Mm-hmm.
So that's my question.
Give me the nutshell question then.
How do you remain authentic to your brand and your expertise?
All right, so my question for you in turn would be, how do you define authentic?
Being relatable.
Okay, relatable. All right. So what she's giving me now, she's giving me her rules or her definition of authentic. The reason I didn't want to ask the question, my definition of authentic may be different than hers. My definition of authentic may be having this interview without my pants on so you don't see. That's why we're sitting down. I don't know. So we know her definition of authentic is relatable. What else is your definition of authentic, Deb?
Genuine.
Okay. What else is your definition of authentic?
Experienced.
Okay. So now give me your question one more time. I'm writing this down myself.
You just answered my question.
Okay, and tell me what the answer was.
I stay authentic as a coach by being relatable, genuine, and experienced.
That's it. There's your answer.
So I take my rules and just remind myself of what my thoughts and belief mm-hmm. systems are, much like you just told Donna. This is kind of fun, guys.
It's also better to go second, too.
The seat's warmer. The seat's already been warmer a second, right?
But it just, you know what it really reinforces to me? We are all professionals in our own right, regardless of what our service is. But sometimes we just need to have that collaboration with someone like us to remind us what we already know and get paid for by our clients.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. And I tell you what, if you ever want to see how I do this live, I have a live 2-day event where I take the most traumatic cases you can find, and I do intervention transformation one after the other. And from a coach standpoint, man, you would love it. It is really, I mean, you see people who are suicidal switch, marriages saved, business challenges turned around. So really cool stuff. And obviously that's what you guys and gals are into as myself. So if you're interested in that, can I mention that? Is that okay, Chris?
Yes, of course. Sure. Absolutely.
Go for it.
The website for that is stayingconditionedforsuccess.com, stayingconditionedforsuccess.com. And that's my live event. If you go to my website, garycox.com, don't forget the E, garycox.com, you'll see it on there as well. My next live event will be in October in Florida, and we're working on another one in Minnesota in August, but we're not quite there yet.
Do you have the dates, Gary, for Florida and where in Florida?
Florida is October 21 and 22. We have some discounts on our website for those as an early bird special. I think if you get 10 or something like that, there's a discount. So a lot of people get together as a group or something and take advantage of that. But that's a game-changing program.
And is that in Tampa?
That is in Tampa. Yes, Alan, Tampa, Florida.
It's a quick hop for me over from the Panhandle. I'll see you there, Gary.
Oh, you're in the Panhandle?
Mm-hmm. I am. Yeah.
Oh, I'm, lovely, lovely. Yeah, that's awesome.
I'm in Panama, between Panama City Beach and Destin, Florida. So
okay.
If you're ever in this neck of the woods, we'll go out for a little stand-up paddleboard. How about that?
Yeah, there you go. You got to work me out on that one.
All right. Well, I mean, you know, speaking of that, I went out there this morning, and I often do some coaching calls to, like everybody else on this show today. And, you know, I like to be in my beach stuff, wear a hat, which I'm not wearing today, but I'm normally in a hat because, you know, I have sensitive eyes and I have sunglasses on, but I like to go out to the beach, and it helps me connect with people as I'm, you know, comfortable with the environment and the harmony, I believe then transfers to the person I'm working with on the other side. Because when I'm feeling good, there's this neat little thing that happens between people when they're feeling good. It's like this magic that happens. And that's why these, if you want to call it, this show right now is like a mastermind. Mm-hmm. We have amazing people on that do their own genius with, you know, people that they work with. And we're learning so many neat little things. And Deb, you caught it really, really quick in terms of what your thoughts were, what emotion that connects with, and, you know, what actions now need to take place for the result that you're looking for. And I love that framework, Gary, and I'm going to definitely use that for my own purposes. It looks like there she is. And I appreciate that so much, because that definitely makes a lot of sense. And I'm sure it's helping a lot of people that will see this show, hear this show, and anybody that's live today. Deb, how do you feel?
Well, it's a nice reminder for me, because Gary, my background is neuroscience, so your TEAR acronym is a nice renewal for me, because in university we learned about the ABC, so antecedent, behavior, consequence. So it's almost like you've just given me a 21st century acronym just to reframe it a bit better. And I think it's something that we consciously and subconsciously do all day. And I had a chuckle about the men and women comparison, because that's truly that whole book, Men Are From Mars, Women Are From Venus. And they're touch points, right? We all are cognitive, emotional beings. And if we just could get out of our own way and just put this strategy into place in the forefront, I love it. I think what I learned the most is I have a gratitude journal that I fill out every morning. And there's not a huge place to kind of set out the parameters of the day. So I think what I'm going to do is I'm just going to add in a large post-it note that I can write on both sides, because if you don't, like you said, if we're not writing all of our goals out, then we're not full in what we're dreaming about. So that, for me, that's going to be my takeaway.
That's a good way to put it too, Deb. By doing it every day, you really prove to yourself that you're full in. Good point.
Yeah. We become what we think about.
And then
so
when you don't feel like writing it down, something is going on that's causing you not to be full in. You need to write it down anyway, then figure that out later. Just get it written down.
I just wanted to ask you, what is your reasoning about writing your goals? And you were clear to tell us to print them and not cursive write them. And I remember learning about that in school, and I just would like to know why you're adamant and stringent about printing and not writing them.
Well, the reason I believe that printing works, and I don't say this with actual proof, but I understand that your brain will take it in a lot more. It takes more this I know for a fact, it takes more concentration for us to print than it does cursive.
Right.
I know when you're doing cursive, you don't even have to think. You just, like when I sign my name in cursive, I go, I don't even look at it. But to print my name, it takes work. It takes effort. So you're there in that moment, and you're concentrating a lot more. I want all the odds in my favor to be successful at this. So I want no distractions. I want to print it. I'm going to do everything I can to show that I'm serious. But you can try. You can write down 5 goals and go ahead and print them. Mm-hmm. And then write the same 5 goals and do them in cursive, or another set of 5 goals. In fact, do another set of 5 goals and do them in cursive. And you'll definitely see the difference. You'll feel it.
That's interesting. I come from a background of architecture where I've been printing for the last 48 years. I don't cursive. The only thing I can actually do in longhand is my name. I can't even write in longhand. It's conditioned such that I print everything is printed. Every single thing is printed. But I do understand there is a unique percent of concentration that is present when you print. And I never thought of it being that much of a mind, you know, a mind grab, but it makes total sense to do that.
And definitely. And if you look at some people's writing, here's another way to look at it is that you look back on it, you can't even read your own writing. So printing's much neater to articulate. So what I'm gathering from this, Gary, is that, you know, if you do the right things consistently and long enough, then you'll start to see results show up because of the focus that you're putting in on, again, articulating your thoughts, your desires, your dreams, things that you want to achieve. And you're sort of chipping away at the block, if you want to call it. And I've been in sales a long time, and I use this concept, is that I'm always chopping wood. And, you know, every day I get up to chop a little bit more wood, and eventually, you know, not that I like knocking down trees, but I, you know, I'm using the analogy that eventually I can clear a forest. You know, that's been my success in looking at it this way and using, you know, goals and writing them down.
Appreciate, well, you know what this is like? This is actually kind of like going treasure hunting with your metal detector on and the batteries in it.
Right.
If you have a metal detector and it's not on and you don't have batteries, you're just doing this. And you might find something, I don't know how, but that's where people go in life. They just walk around life saying they want to do this, and they just got their metal detector, but they don't even have it on, much less have batteries in the darn thing.
Yeah. Sure.
So this gives you the metal detector with the batteries on, and every time there's a beep, 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 you know there's something going on. I'll give you a typical example. One of my goals is I've leased a jet for years, and my next goal is to purchase a jet. Well, last Friday I decided to meet with somebody. And this wasn't even on my mind, but because I write it down every day, we literally put together $1 million deal that we hope to have completed by tomorrow if all goes well. And then you'll see in 2 weeks, I'm in jet school training. We're going to lease this jet, but I'm that much closer now. Just a little,
awesome.
But if I hadn't been focused on this, I probably would not have had that conversation. And that conversation, I didn't even go into this meeting with this in mind. And now I don't want you to confuse this, because I'm not a big believer in this, so I don't mean to offend anybody. I'm not a big believer in throwing it out into the universe, okay? What I'm doing, I'm not into the law of attraction. I'm into the law of action, right?
Take
action. Yeah. So, I mean, that's the key. You know, I know, obviously, if I throw out there, hey, you know, I'm looking to buy a new house. Well, if there's a realtor, well, it's not that I'm throwing it out in the universe. Somebody I know who's a realtor is going to want to call me up and say, mm-hmm. I got a house for you. I'm not saying it's not wrong about the universe thing, but I'm just more methodical about making things happen. Now, I have a goals down here that I have no idea how they're going to happen. I don't even know. But I do know, like what you're saying, you keep chipping at that forest, sooner or later, the trees are going to go down. You're going to see the whole thing. I don't know where or how yet, but I do know chip, 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 chip. And that's what this is doing. Great analogy.
Thank you. And I learned a few things along the way. Gary, I get all your videos. And that's another thing, folks. Surround yourself with people. And if you can't surround yourself with them physically or, you know, get to know them, we're fortunate to know Gary now. And one of the things is just find people that you can really resonate with that can help you with thinking through some of this stuff. And just to reiterate, as the show comes to an end, www.garycox.com. Check it out. And look at that Stay in Condition for Success event in October this year, October 21st and 22nd, 2017, at the DoubleTree Hilton Tampa Airport Hotel, right? Is that right? Yes, it is. I'm looking at the event right here.
We're actually changing the hotel, but it'll be the Marriott.
All right, well,
we, we got to change that.
Okay, great. So just go to the .com and check everything out. And as things get organized there, as it comes closer, check it out. Donna and Deb, thank you so much for jumping on our show. Early bird special. There you go. Come on. I'm going to grab my ticket. How about you, Alan?
Yep, absolutely. I'm going to swim out there. We're going to make it happen.
It'll be limited, I think. I think it's no more than about 250 people. We just had a company yesterday buy 10 or 20 tickets. So.
Right, right. Awesome. Well, maybe we'll group together.
Donna, Deb, I hope that you both got a tidbit, something, you know, even if it's a pivot point that you didn't have before this morning, and be able to apply it and see the direction, the change, the new growth that's going to happen because of that. And like Gary said, it's just application, understanding the application. What you need is 100% present at all places at all times. And some of that is just being aware of that and understanding it and then applying it and sorting out the wheat from the chaff. So Gary, thank you so much for being transparent. And Deb and Donna, thank you both so much for being willing to come on and bear all, so to speak, to for the masses to learn from. And you got some great nuggets to take home with you.
Yeah, and you have a great new friend. You're friends with us as well, and you have a new friend with Gary. And that's awesome all the time when you can meet new people and resonate, and you got some things out of it. Donna, where can people get a hold of you, since you are a coach and maybe people resonated with some of the stuff? So why don't we give you a little plug as well?
Sure.
Yes.
Thank you so much. I have my own website. It's at donnadahl.ca, and my name is spelled Donnadahl, and they can also find my phone number there and contact me through email. I'm also on Facebook, I'm on LinkedIn, and on Twitter, so be sure to find me there.
Awesome. Thank you so much. Awesome. Hey, Deb, how about yourself?
Thanks, Chris, and thanks, Alan. It was a lot of fun, and thanks, Gary. My website is DebPro. Pro has an E on the end. It just means I'm Irish. .com.
Love
thanks
that.
Again, guys. Really appreciate the time. It was super, super valuable, and always a pleasure chatting to you. And Donna, nice to see you.
Nice to see you, too.
I love
Thank
how
you,
the universe-
everyone.
Yeah, you're welcome. You're welcome. And I love how the universe works and brings two people together on a show that we threw out there for Gary to work with today. And I love that. So, Gary, thank you so much for taking the time out of your busy schedule. And go do what you do best, inspiring and helping other people out there live the best life. And really appreciate. And we're definitely friends now. And I look forward to connecting with you. Mm-hmm. And when I am in Florida, and when I am coming down to Tampa to see you, I'm going to be the guy that's doing this, all right? So,
all right. And I tell you what, it's a game changer. We'd love to have you, definitely. And we also have a program where if you want to spend 5 days with me, I pick you up at South Florida in my private airplane. I fly to the Berry Islands. It's a private island that we go for 5 days. And you got 5 days to pick my brain, to take your business to a whole other level. It's amazing. And that's called, if you go to beyondfirstclasswithgary.com, and that's my 5-day mastermind event. And then we also have what we call Beyond First Class special events. So when I go to my TV shows, I do a lot of work, as you mentioned, for Dr. Phil on one of his shows, The Doctors. You can come behind the scenes with me and watch how the show is done and watch the interventions that I do. And I'm doing another show for NBC. In August. And also we have a cool thing that we're doing. Tony Robbins promoters have brought me on. So we're doing a thing with where you can come behind the scenes and meet Tony, spend a day with me, meet me, really cool stuff. So just stay in touch with me.
Oh, that's fantastic.
We'll get you set up, man. No doubt.
Awesome.
Yeah, you send
awesome.
Us all the links and we keep track. We'll make sure the whole audience gets an ongoing connection. And I think we're going to dedicate the title to this show is Does Gary Wear Pants? I think that would be a good topic that everybody's going to remember. But no, it's
maybe we won't. Good luck with your kidding. Dad. We hope you get it tomorrow.
Yeah, right. I love it. You know, listen, thank you so much for the people that tuned in. Thanks for watching it. If you haven't tuned in, certainly check it out later. We'll be on iTunes, YouTube, of course, all the other channels that we distribute our audio portion of this to. And we really appreciate you following us. And if you have a question, info@thinkboldbebold.com. Alan and I are always checking that out and getting back to people. In fact, that's how Donna got through to us. And didn't we get back to you right away, Donna?
Right away.
We're on it. So thank you to everyone. Gary Cox, thank you so much. Alan, always a pleasure doing the show with you.
Likewise,
and of course, our audience that's tuning in. I hope you enjoyed this show and you got a lot out of it. I certainly did. And I know everybody else. Thank you, Deb and Donna. You guys have great days. And it wouldn't be a show without me saying, do something nice for someone today.